like a lot of fun. I had some fun. It was, I think it was yesterday, I was driving the dump truck, and it was raining here. But towards the end of the day, we had some substantial wind come through periodically, and it made driving the truck difficult, because with the little bit of moisture that was on the road, it had that greasy layer on it. And the truck being tall, even though it weighed a lot, the wind would blow against the truck and push it. And it gave me a really uneasy feeling that all of a sudden I felt the back end of the truck start kicking off to the side some, because I had to correct that. But when you go to correct a sliding tall vehicle, they get some sway in the response, and then the truck started swaying when I corrected it. And with the wind blowing, it made me feel really uneasy. So I ended up reducing some serious speed at some times, which made some car drivers upset. But oh well, there wasn't much I could do about it. But that was my experience of the day. I've seen a lot of pictures recently of trucks on some of the more major interstates out west, such as the one near you, where they got blown over by the wind on the highway. And not something that I ever care to experience. Hopefully I never do. But it let me know to be very, very careful out there with those larger vehicles, because they can be really difficult to control, and the wind just blows a little bit harder than what it was before. It's just enough to tip the whole thing over. And that's always a bad day when a vehicle that size tips over. It usually doesn't end very well for anybody anywhere near it. And I just don't want to experience that. Our winds weren't anywhere near strong enough to do that in and of themselves, but with the wind blowing on the vehicle, a wrong correction, correcting too strongly, correcting too far, overcorrection type stuff, could be all it takes to knock one over. So I didn't necessarily like the situation, but it was okay. KJ4WZM. And then besides that, I've been working on replacing this suspension underneath my Ford Explorer. I'm putting on a 4-inch lift kit that I bought from Rough Country.
Yeah, KB0, KBJ. Yeah, you'll see your trucks. You go down the interstate here, and you'll see, you look at trucks, and it's not uncommon at all. You know, I mean, you can see that the trailer axles are a foot offset from, you know, the tractor axles around here. When you got a strong wind, that's how much it's blowing it sideways, you know. And that's pretty common. I was, or you'll see them coming down the road at you, you know, and their bumpers are not level with the ground. They'll be cocked up on one side, you know, that the wind's blowing from. especially if it's like, you know, a vehicle torques, you'd see it lifts its front left from the engine torque. And then if you got the road banking, you know, that could be a few degrees too. So it's leaning to the right. First of all, the engine's torquing it to the right. It's leaning to the right. Say it's coming north, and it's a strong west wind pushing it to the right, and all them factors combined, that thing can be, you know, you're definitely going to notice it. But, yeah, I almost rather have it doing that than going into oncoming traffic, though. I'd rather be leaning for the ditch than the traffic, you know. This morning I was heading for the oncoming lane. I just didn't want a sudden gust to blow me in that other lane. This evening I was coming home and it was blowing me toward the ditch, you know. So this morning was slick too, so I was hugging the right shoulder, giving myself some extra room should I have to try to catch it. There weren't too many cars. I probably met about 4 or 5 cars only on the way to the interstate, so it took off quite early, and a lot of people weren't out driving around, so I didn't see too much traffic. But I remember being out in South Central Wyoming one time, and I was listening to weather radio and other sources of information. And near Laramie, Wyoming, which is in the east-southeast corner of the state, if I remember right. Anyhow, southeast corner of the state, interstate curves across Wyoming, southern part, and then curves down and kind of, I think, goes through Nebraska. Anyhow, down that southwest corner of the state, they had, I don't know, I don't think they closed the interstate down. And it was, it wasn't windy or it wasn't snowy or even that time of year. It was just, was it spring or fall? Maybe even summer. I can't even remember. Anyhow, I stopped at a truck stop gas station, and there was a lot of trucks parked there. And they weren't going further east because they had been, the interstate was closed to trucks. And I asked about that. I said, are you not going to continue on further east? They're like, no, we ain't going further east because of the wind. And the wind only, not the wet, not no precipitation, rain, nothing, just wind, sunny skies. I'm like, they're like, no, we ain't going further east. We're just sitting here until the wind dies down. It was 70 mile an hour winds. He said, well, if you go out there, you know, in 70 mile an hour wind, you get blown off the interstate. And, you know, they got to come out and rescue you. You get charged for that, you know. They put the warning out, so you get charged for it. You get charged the emergency services. You get charged, you know, all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, they were just going to sit there and chill out till the wind died, probably died that evening or something, you know.
Something I never want to play with. I haven't really been in a situation where I have to pull over for the wind, but if I ever do end up in a situation like that, that's something I would absolutely do. I do not like the nightmarish feeling of a truck tipping over. And if possible, I'd try to find a structure to park it near too, like a large building where it would help block the wind or push it around some, so it's not so much trying to go against and underneath the truck to push it over, or park the truck nose facing into the wind too to keep it from going over, because even parked trucks have tipped over before, and I don't like that feeling at all. It's something I want to avoid. Man, Steve, it's been really good talking to you, but I am finally getting tired, and I'm probably going to hop off of here for a bit, but I'm planning on getting back on the radio in the, later on, probably hopping on here in the morning. I'm going to try to finish putting the front part of my lift kit on tomorrow morning, and then work on the back part of my lift kit on at some point on Sunday. So I've been working on that on my Explorer that I have, and trying to get most of it done this weekend. I still got some more to do on it. After that, I have 7 universal joints on the vehicle. I'm going to try to replace all of them. And then I've got some other odds and ends. I need to redo the air compressor, among some other things. So that's what I'll be working on for next little bit, but lift kit, trying to finish that tomorrow. So I'm going to probably get off of here in a little bit and go get some shut-eye for a few hours.
All right, Daniel, it's been a pleasure chatting also. Sorry we didn't get to visit in person when I was down there, but man, it just seemed to, our schedule was packed, so. Just didn't work out. There's a few folks I didn't get to visit. About 3 or 4 more I would have liked to, but it didn't work out. Alrighty, yeah, we'll probably head for bed myself. My wife smiles, big smile. She's like, yeah. But you have yourself a good evening and good night there, Daniel. You take care, and we'll talk again later. KJ4WZM, KB0KBJ.
Howdy, you have a good one. See you. I'll talk to you later. KB0KBJ, KJ4WZM, 73s, and I'm going to go get me some sleep.
All right, 73, KB0KBJ, clear.